It's time to go inside. Inside the stats. Inside the game. Inside the mind of Al Eschbach.
Hello! Can anybody hear me?
It's Inside Sports on 98.1 FM, WWLS, the sports animal.
And we are back. Back here at Lucky Star in Concho. Love this place. Going to be telling you all about it. Here two more hours, and my weekend is going to be short. You're pretty emphatic, Tony, about, well, this is Friday, the 13th.
Oh, well, it's not. It doesn't happen all the time. I've just realized that it was Friday the 13th.
So, are you superstitious?
I thought about it earlier today, and then I said I ain't got time for that. So, no, I'm not. I guess
now,
not.
You told me you were a devil worshiper at one time. So
yeah, I had to give that up. Yeah, got a little.
What was a Beatles song if you played backwards? It was supposed to be, Rock Around the Clock? I mean, what was the theory on that? So which one was that,
was
Tony?
It Revolution Number 9?
No, I think it's something
Helter Skelter.
It wasn't Helter Skelter. It was something. And what was the theory of the song? Now I'm messed up. I mean, but and then what was it? The Abbey Road one of look at them walking across the street. That weren't there a rumor that like Paul was dead or something?
Because he had no shoes on.
Had no shoes. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
I tell you a song that people got mad at was "Sympathy for the Devil" that the Stones did.
I just love the writing. We've talked about that, how he writes from the point of the devil. It's just great.
No doubt. You know, guess who killed the Kennedys? Guess who did this? I mean, yeah, it was it was really, really brilliantly done. So, it was something. So you're not superstitious?
I mean, there's a few things.
Okay. I got you. What makes the number 13 and Friday 13th are superstitious? When did this start? What century? You know, was this Henry VIII going, hey, you're my 13th chick tonight? Or, how did, and I'm lucky, and he turned to be unlucky, she used to be unlucky with it. So how did this start that Friday the 13th became a bad day? You better stay inside because something bad's gonna happen to you.
All right, so
when did it happen?
Here's what it says here. Right off the bat, the superstition seems to relate to various things, like the story of Jesus' Last Supper and crucifixion, in which there were 13 individuals present in the upper room of the 13th of Nisan Maundy Thursday, the night before his death on Good Friday. It's like deeply religious.
So wow, I had no idea about that. It was a religious thing.
Yeah, the 13 individuals present. Considered to be unlucky, the number.
Why walk under a ladder? A bad thing to do, other than somebody dropping a bucket of paint on your head while you're going through.
Yeah, that seemed to be kind of made up later, didn't it, right? Doesn't sound so religious.
But it's been going on for later. I can't believe going under a ladder was a religious type thing, right?
I don't know.
What are some of the other superstitions that as a kid you go, whoa, I can't do this. This is really bad. I mean, this makes me nervous. What's some of the other stupid superstitions?
Like maybe I always laughed at the rally cap. And like, why did they have a rally? Why would you turn your hat inside out and put it on and think that that was going to bring you runs?
Yeah, that was kind of stupid. Yeah. I agree. What else was there? Walk under a ladder? Or wasn't it yet you couldn't step on a line on a sidewalk and jump over it?
You break your mama's back.
The what? Black cat, yeah. A black cat passing you. I could say something. I'm not going to say it. So, when did that start, Tony? What was the reason for that?
Let's see.
I could see you running from a black cat, but that's another story. But What's the story of a black cat running in front of you?
I don't have that here as much as I have what bad things happened on Friday the 13th. More importantly, would you like to know some of these?
Yeah, let me go in on some of these,
which are really weird. Friday the 13th included the German bombing of Buckingham Palace, September 1940. The murder of Kitty Genovese in Queens, New York, March 64. A cyclone that killed more than 300 people in Bangladesh, November 70. The disappearance of a Chilean Air Force plane in the Andes, October 72. The death of rapper Tupac Shakur, September 96. And the crash of the Costa Concordia cruise ship off the coast of Italy, which killed 30 people in January of 2012. I mean, there's some pretty bad things that have happened on this day.
Well, you know what? You probably go to the 12th. There probably a lot of bad things happen on the 12th, too. And the 11th, the 10th. I mean, the moron that put that list together. Yeah, the moron that put that list together is just like, okay, well, let's just look at the 13th of the month and see all these bad things that have happened. I mean, you know what day I'd go? How about, what was it, December 7th, Pearl Harbor?
Yeah, but you could find some things on that day, right?
Yeah, exactly. On any day. I mean, I love people. They go, ew, Friday the 13th, this is a really, really bad day.
So I take it you just completely work with unimpeded. You just keep going with life. Nothing's bothering you today, right?
What do you think, Tony?
I think it's just as it was. You're just rocking through life today, and everything's great. It's a Friday, yeah? Another Friday.
Somebody texting Tony on my trip to Jersey City should be sponsored by H&H.
I don't think it's a bad idea.
Wait, get out of here, Tony.
I really don't.
You know how many years I'd be serving if I was packing in Jersey City?
You probably would serve a hefty fine, I'm sure.
Yeah. No, not fine. Prison time.
You think they're going to lock you away if you had a pistol there?
They lock you up, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, there's something weird about carrying firearms over state lines, yeah.
Yeah. Can you imagine as I make this walk, I see somebody with a gun and go, do you know that's illegal here?
I'm going to call the police. Smart, huh? Well, yeah. I don't think they're going to call the police for you either. Or on you.
I want to walk by this in my father's firehouse. I wonder if it's still there.
It's pretty cool. I thought you were going. I thought it was really cool. You're going to the polo grounds. What used to be the polo?
No. It would be Roosevelt Stadium where I'd be going to, which about four blocks from my house, where Jackie Robinson played his first professional baseball game. It was in the American Association, Montreal against Jersey City, and he was on Montreal. So that is going to be on the agenda, among other things that I have thought of for this journey, in which Jim Traber has asked Barry Trammell if he's going to feel bad if I get killed on this journey. So the... I was going to ask you something. Oh, song. This song is so easy. You will kick yourself if you miss it.
This is all I get, right? Just name a song.
Oh, it's so obvious. I mean, I just, all I can say, dude.
Okay?
All I can say is obvious.
I'm going to fail at this.
I'll be the judge of that, and I think you probably will fail, and I'm going to tell you if you fail.
Okay.
Oh, it sounds like you got it now. Ooh.
I think I might.
Okay. Okay. I'm going to laugh at you if you don't.
I mean, I could go a few different ways with this, right?
No, you can't. No, you can't. You go, there's only one way.
All right. Well, this is
for
what
you
I'm...
people that buy, you can only go one way on this.
Feel there's... two ways here, Al.
No, right, no, this is I'll not play... a buy conversation. Go.
I'll play this one and then we'll go back to the one. All right, go. Anytime, computer, here we go.
You nailed it. Stevie Wonder.
That's the groove, right?
Yeah, groove. It perfectly, huh?
I should have come back earlier with this song, yeah.
Okay, mm-hmm. What was the other one you thought were you gonna, that I was thinking of?
All right, here we go.
I think I still want to make fun of you.
I think you're gonna really kind of respect this.
Maybe I will.
All right, no, maybe you're right. You're right. I'm not even gonna throw
it. I want to hear it.
No.
You dug yourself a hole. I want to hear what it is.
All right. Yeah, I'm an idiot.
Go ahead.
The song is called Suspicion, not Superstition.
Yeah, by Jerry Stafford. Original, you know, covered it, you do. Elvis Presley.
Elvis, right, but it's Superstition, not Suspicion.
Yeah,
right?
This is Suspicion, yeah.
Every time you kiss me, I'm still not certain that you love me.
Now, Elvis did Suspicious Minds, didn't he?
Yes, he did.
Okay.
A lot of suspicion in those days.
Yeah. Very, very, very good song. So how about the Texas umpire, softball coach, giving the umpire the double barrel finger?
Wow.
In the Big 12 softball.
Well, you know you got to ultimately face Oklahoma to win a Big 12 championship. So what do? You throw up the double birds, right? Make your exit.
I wonder what kind of suspension will come with you. We're doing all kind of exes today, right?
Yeah, and I think Barry Trammell's right. I don't think I've ever seen a coach do that at a collegiate level.
No. That is that's crazy. That is it's funny though. I mean, but right?
He didn't go single barrel. It was double.
Yeah, it was double barrel. I'd love to know what the conversation was between him and the umpire, right?
Oh, it had to be something huge.
Oh, yeah, yeah. The you ever give a double barrel salute?
Maybe there may have been a couple times. Yeah.
Okay.
I don't remember the time or place. Oh yeah, for sure.
I can see Jim Traber on the road driving with somebody in the out left lane, and he can't pass. And then he finally does, and he gives a double barrel. Because sometimes he does keep his hands off the steering wheel because he's texting or something while he's driving 85 miles an hour.
Oh, man. Yeah, I think in his older age, he's calmed down a little bit. You think he still gets that worked up where he's going to throw profane?
What do you think?
I think he's still as riled up as ever.
Yeah. Right.
When it comes to driving, it's serious business for one Jim
Traber. Oh, yeah. I mean, yeah. Yeah. Does he get mad when he drives? I can answer that question because I've been in the passenger seat. Yes, he gets very angry when he's driving. Does he call people names when he's driving? I can answer that, too. He calls people a lot of names while he's driving. Okay? So, by the way, Tony, next week's going to be like a high Saturday of 78.
I could use that this weekend, but yeah, I'm patiently awaiting.
I mean, that is, now in about a month you got Father's Day. You always look forward to that?
No, I could care less. I mean, it's cool by my kids, but I don't expect anything, do you?
No. Yeah, I'll get gifts. So, you don't get any gifts on Father's Day?
I mean, they maybe pictures or something they made or whatever. You know?
I don't want pictures. That's anything stupid like that.
What?
I like a fine bottle of wine or a exquisite six pack of something I haven't had before, beer wise, whatever. Sometimes.
Yeah, I haven't arrived to the level where I'm asking for booze on Father's Day yet. I guess I'll achieve that status soon, right?
Well, do you? Or do you make it known that Father's Day is coming?
No, I do not. I don't.
Okay.
You?
Does Aubrey know a thing to call Father's Day?
I think her mother might fill her in a couple days before.
Okay. Yeah. Did you make her aware of Mother's Day?
Like, yeah.
Or did your wife do that?
I'm horrible, Al. Like, the morning of, we got up and got around and did our thing, and I think I wore him out trying to get everything done so quickly in the morning before she got up. I'm so terrible.
You ever had breakfast in bed? It's really pretty stupid when you think about it. You're uncomfortable. You're likely to spill orange juice all over the place, whatever. It's tough to eat. So why do people like breakfast in bed?
Breakfast for the lazy folks.
But it's uncomfortable.
I get this, absolutely.
So just because you say, oh, this is so wonderful, honey, you're serving me breakfast in bed, I'd say, put it on the table there. I'll get it, okay? How about that?
Yeah, oh, I'm with you on this. I can't stand that.
Okay, here at A Great Place, the Lucky Star. Going to be telling you all about it here to 8 o'clock. They got the Pinata Progressive going on Saturdays between 2 and 11. $500, $1,000 drawings to come earn your entries. We're going back to take phone calls. That's what we're doing the next couple hours. Take your phone calls, and it's the weekend for Tony and myself. So you call. Let's get it going. Let's talk. 98.1 FM.
We're still live in local Oklahoma. More of Al Eschbach.
Call and we'll talk.
Is next. Call in on the Lucky Star line at 460-WWLS or text your comments to the Trade Pros Heat and Air Sports Animal Text Nation line. Text ANIMAL to 62582 to join. Messaging and data rates may apply. 98.1 FM, WWLS, the Sports Animal.
Join the Sports Animal Live Tuesday beginning at 4 p.m. at Twin Peaks West, I-40 at the Rockwell exit. Al Eschbach will be live with eats, drinks, and scenic views, plus the big dive into the NBA draft lottery. It's a big night. It truly is. Future of the Thunder organization. And you want to be there with Al Eschbach, man. Twin Peaks, 6 o'clock. Al Eschbach, Gideon Hamilton, they break down all the scenarios, how it will impact the future of the Oklahoma City Thunder. It's huge, I'm telling you. Twin Peaks West, Tuesday, 4 to 8, with 98.1 FM WWLS, the Sports Animal, your flagship radio home for the Thunder. Greg's on hold. Two open phone lines, 460-WWLS, 888-285-9957. Use those numbers to call now.
Hey, back here at Lucky Star. By the way, Tom Halsey wanted me to mention his name to Oni. Have you seen Tom lately?
I haven't seen Tom, no.
You want to say hello to him?
Hi, no. Mr. Halsey.
How about James Harden, man?
I mean, just it looked checked out.
The people in Philadelphia, I can imagine. I said earlier, it's been fun doing talk radio in Philadelphia tonight.
Oh, I bet they've eaten him up all day.
Oh, I bet eating him up, spit him out. Absolutely right. Yeah, absolutely right.
You know, I thought it was remarkable. You mentioned it. Everywhere he's gone, it's not worked. That is really remarkable to think about.
And it says something about him.
Absolutely it does. Resounding. We know now what it is.
Yeah. 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 Absolutely. Let's get the phones. Got a couple of lines open. Let's get it going. Let's go to Greg. Talk to me, please, Greg.
Al, I'm in August of 1966. I'm in New Orleans with a buddy. And he sets me up with a blind date with a young lady. And 3 years later, I was married to her on Friday, June the 13th, 1969. And we're still married.
Oh, that's beautiful. I love what a great story that is. That's big time.
You can get any church you want on Friday the 13th.
That's
Today's kind of a special day, and I offered to take her out to dinner, and she decided that she was going to cook something here at the house. But it's kind of special every Friday the 13th that comes up, because in June we'll be 53 years.
Congratulations, man. That is, I love to hear stories like that. That is, so let me ask you, what were you doing in New Orleans? Were you just visiting or were you living there?
Well, I had a buddy that, his dad was a rural letter carrier, and they had a national convention every year. And he'd met a girl a year before in Boston, and he didn't want to go down with his folks, so he talked me into going and taking him. And, the guarantee was that I'd have a date every night, and it worked out pretty good.
I love a story like that. That is, was it love at first sight?
Well, it was pretty close. It was pretty close.
Okay. Well, good for you. Congratulations. Again, I love stuff like that.
Well, thank you, Al. So Friday the 13th is a good day for us.
So congratulations to you and your wife, okay?
I will.
Take care.
Take care now.
See ya. Tony, that brings up blind dates, Tony. You're going to an all-boys Catholic high school. What are you doing? You're going on blind dates with girls from the all-Catholic girls' high school.
Like, who set these up?
I'll tell you who set up. It was like my best friend, Jamie Bosworth, who I talked to last night, who's going to walk this thing with me and do some of this stuff. When I go back there, is his wife, Sharon. She went to Sacred Heart Academy, and he was dating her. Since we knew new girl, I didn't know any girls then, that they were blind dates. I mean, it was, you ever gone on a blind date?
Not that I recall.
And I'm not talking about the girl being blind. I'm talking about... You never met her before you went out with her.
That's really
good. No, you haven't.
That's really good. No, I don't recall being set up.
Oh, I can't tell you how many. And one, Linda Schlegel. I can never forget that girl. It was torture.
Really? That bad?
How do you know? When you meet somebody the first second, you're going to hate their guts. And you got to go through the date with them.
Yeah, I'd have left. I'd have gone home.
I was a nice guy, though. Not really, but
you didn't make fun of the poor girl, did you?
No. Oh, okay. No, I wouldn't do that. I wouldn't. I got really mad at Sharon, though, who set me up on this thing, and going like, how could you? How could you do this to me? I thought you liked me. And think of it. Jamie was my best friend, and she was my second best friend, Sharon. So, but going blind dates. And remember, I think a lot of these girls that were on blind dates, their ambition was to become a nun.
Wow.
So... Who am I to ruin things, right?
Absolutely. They got a future. Yeah. What do you... Yeah.
Yeah. I don't want to spoil such a future like that.
Soil it,
going
right?
To the nunnery. Yeah. So, the blind dates were... they were tough. I mean, they were really... That was probably one of the toughest things going to... an all-boys Catholic high school. Socially, it set you back. Well, I told you, that was one of the reasons I went to Oklahoma, because it was a top 10 party school in Playboy. And if anybody needed party and needed girls, it was me. So, imagine going to high school without females. Could you imagine that?
No, because we spent the majority of our times trying to get the females in high school, so I can't.
Was it like a game?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I laughed with a buddy a couple nights ago. I was talking to him. I said, you know, Monday, we were recovering from the weekend of partying and who we were going to hang out with, try to get and hang out with the girls. We were thinking about the next weekend where we were going to party and hang out with the girls. Monday through Friday was just a mere hindrance.
This is what we used to do. Remember American Graffiti?
Oh, yeah.
We cruise the streets to try to pick up girls. No one does that now.
Nobody drags Maine right? anymore. Yeah, nobody does drags the road. No, no.
Or where? Yeah, right. Yeah.
Cruise.
We're really, really cool. Yeah, just doing that. And I told you the time at this gas station, Hoboken. What we had, you know, in New Jersey, they have attendants that. You can't self-pour gas in a car. You realize that.
So somebody comes out and does it for you still?
Someone does it for you, and all we had was $2. So we say, here, $2. And I go, hey, make sure you get the windows.
Oh.
And I think he was going to reach in and kill me. Okay? Yeah.
Oh, that's bad.
Yeah. I said, man, make sure you clean those windows while you're at this thing. How I am still alive is it's debatable. 460 WLS. Edward, what's happening, Edward?
Al, what's happening?
How are you on this wonderful Friday? What happened? Took you a while. How you been?
Oh, yeah. Well, I said, well, hey, you're a busy man. They had some transfers down there, today, for basketball. Have you heard any more about any more guys that are probably going to commit here in the next couple of weeks?
Well, so, you know. I think they thought Rondell Walker had him in the bag, and now he's going to visit right. Kansas State and TCU. The Sheffield kid out of Nevada... supposedly he's given a silent commit, but he hadn't done it publicly. They had the Alec kid in, the big man that was in last weekend, and I think he's still going to visit maybe BYU and maybe Colorado State. So I don't know. They got to come up. They got to replace Harkless and Moe. I think right. I thought Mo was visiting maybe Florida, but I think Florida got a commitment today, and so I hear maybe Kansas State may be involved with him, or Nebraska might be involved with Mo Gibson. So, but they need a hit. When you lose people that transfer, you better hit them. Look at last year, they lost Williams, Manic, Harmon last year.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You got to replace those guys.
I think from what you said, the NCAA said they have the rules. They have to be signed, sealed, and delivered by June the 1st, and they have to be enrolled in school by June the 1st.
I don't think there's a date. It used to be June 1st. They had to declare for the portal. I don't know if there's a date. Is there a date you're saying that you have to
tell what school
you're going to go into?
Yeah, okay. That's what I'm hearing. It has to be by the 1st of June. And so, but like I said, because I know he has about 3 scholarships available, and I was wondering.
He got 3 left.
Has he picked up anyone else? All right, thanks a lot, Al. I appreciate it.
Okay, take care. Well, he got the kid out of George Washington, which was a good get. I think. That was a good get. Now, if he can get the Sheffield kid, and he needs to get another big, they gotta come up. But I think he still has 3 left. So we will see. And OSU got to come up. They get another school hit hard by people going into the portal. So we will see how that winds up going. We are here at the Lucky Star in Concho. Got to come on out. It's Friday the 13th. Tony made sure we all knew that was Friday the 13th. I hadn't thought anything of it. So if anything bad happens to me today, Tony, I'm going to blame it on you, okay?
All right. Hey, somebody says on the text line here, opening umbrella inside. You ever heard that superstition?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Or breaking a mirror. Hey, how about that?
Yeah. Yeah. Why was opening an umbrella inside?
I don't know. It sounds asinine to me, but I don't want to do it.
Let me ask you something, Tony. Do you ever believe in the Tooth Fairy?
For a short time, yes, I did, Al.
You look back in your life and go, "Boy, I was a real moron. I believed in the Tooth Fairy."
Gullible kid.
Now, if you got something, though, it's one of those things, and that, you know, your parents say, "Well, the Tooth Fairy's coming tonight." Go, "Oh, I love the Tooth Fairy. Oh my God, this is going to be a great night for me," because you know they're going to stash money under your pillow.
Yeah, I mean, just take it.
I'm thinking myself as a parent. I actually did that crap. Put money under the pillow for the Tooth Fairy, because the Tooth Fairy was coming. Google Tooth Fairy. Who invented the Tooth Fairy? I mean, who came up with, "Oh, the Tooth Fairy is going to be coming by tonight," and put money under your pillow? Hey, thank you, Fairy.
The first appearance of a modern Tooth Fairy was in a playlet written for children by Esther Watkins Arnold in 1927.
And that was the first one the Tooth Fairy was introduced?
Yeah, she made her appearance.
Now, have you told Aubrey about the Tooth Fairy?
Well, yeah, man. She's kept the money in a piggy bank for months, years.
Okay, now let me ask you. What's the going rate for the Tooth Fairy these days?
$5, right? A tooth?
Okay. It used to be a buck, so, but that's inflation.
Yeah,
right?
Inflation, yeah.
Especially what gas prices are.
Yeah.
So, the Tooth Fairy. Yeah, that's... some of the things we did believe in, the Tooth Fairy may be one of the best of all time. Anyway, Lucky Star is a great thing. I mean, you got to get out here. Pinatas and progressives going on. Saturdays from 2 to 11 drawings, $100, $500, $1,000. Come on out, earn your entries right here at the Lucky Star in Concho. We're going to come back, take phone calls. We got a couple open lines. Do that, 98.1 FM, to the Sports Animal.
Stay with us.
What was your question, Tony?
We're live and local until 8.
Hello?
Call the Sports Animal and be a Johnny's Charcoal Broiler first-time caller.
Let's talk.
All first-time callers win a $25 credit on the free Johnny's app. Download the free app today. Johnny's, an OKC legend since 1971, with locations all over the metro.
To the phone.
The Sports Animal.
Michelob Ultra proudly presents the Sports Animal's Driver Day in May, powered by WinStar World Casino and Resorts Golf Club and Academy. The tailor-made stealth driver is how you qualify for the grand prize. For three of your buddies and yourself, a golf experience at WinStar. But you got to win the stealth driver to get in the qualifying run for the grand prize, all right? You can find out if you won this driver weekday mornings with the Morning Animals. At our website, thesportsanimal.com, is where you register for the driver a day in May. Good luck from Michelob Ultra, WinStar, and the Sports Animal. All the phone lines are open this Friday evening, 98.1 FM, WWLS, the Sports Animal.
The Middle of the Day Show with Mark Rogers.
I am not against payment of college athletes. I mean, I think that name, image, and likeness payments are great. I just prefer college athletics to be amateur sport. You could have the Oklahoma Sooners, and you could go develop guys. Say you go out to Davis Park and Moore on a Thursday night, and there's a 12-year-old that's running all over everybody. You can procure him, and he can come to your academy and start basically just training to play professional football. And then we can have the OU Sooners play the Dallas Cowboys. That's a professional team. You can have another professional team. It's the academy model. It's the way that it works in Europe.
Middle of the Day Show with Mark Rogers, weekdays at noon on WWLS, the Sports Animal.
And I'm back right here at the Lucky Star in Concho. Great place. Gonna be telling you all about it. Lines are open. Let's get them filled. Got a computer problem, Tony.
Oh, no. You?
What do you mean, oh, no, you? What does that mean?
Oh, no, you have computer problems?
Yeah, let me tell you, and you know all, okay? A lot of my email is going directly to my spam.
Mm.
Why is that?
I don't know. This is a Gmail problem, it sounds like.
I don't have Gmail.
Oh, okay, then I don't know. Sounds like a big problem.
Yeah, why would that be? All of a sudden, a lot of it's not going to my regular folder file. It's going into my spam account.
I don't know, Al. I do not know.
I thought you were a computer guy.
No, sometimes, but that sounds way above my.
There's got to be somebody out there that can tell me what the problem is. People always help us on things like this.
For sure.
And you got some text that you want to read?
Yeah. This one came in just a little bit ago. I think we know what this answer is here. What do you guys think about the Texas softball coach flipping the ump off?
I think it's the most wonderful thing I've ever seen. I haven't seen it yet, but I think it's really funny.
What about?
Is it not?
Oh, I think it's classic. Yeah. What about getting scratched by a black cat?
What about getting scratched by a white cat?
It sucks.
It's bad.
Around,
when it draws blood.
Yeah. It's terrible.
What?
It's terrible.
Yeah. So what? I guess what I got to know. What did we get scratched with? A black cat, a white cat, an orange cat, right?
A calico cat. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean.
This one says, do you think Philadelphia 76ers hate Ben Simmons for quitting on the team or James Harden for not showing up more? Which one do you think they hate
right
more?
Now, James Harden's the most hated guy in Philadelphia. I guess. They've already forgiven Ben Simmons. They said, Ben, please come back. We love you. Get this jerk card out of here. So.
If you have anything to add,
think about that. Do what?
I just wanted to tell folks if they had anything to add or aboard here, the Trade Pros Heat and Air Sports Animal Text Nation line to opt in, animal to 62582.
There was another thing said today about the same time about the H&H car gun thing that was text. What was that? Around
That happened earlier this afternoon. Get H&H to sponsor Al's Walk.
In Jersey City. Now, wasn't there a text about something else about the same time that was kind of funny?
Oh, yeah, I had an appendix removed in 1987 and was allowed to smoke. You were allowed to smoke in the hospital room. Could you imagine that now?
Oh, my goodness. Wow. You had your appendix out?
No, I have mine inside.
Okay, can I ask you a question? And it's a serious question.
Sure.
Because I have no idea. What do appendix do for you?
I had a feeling that was going to be the question.
Yeah,
or why I was holding onto mine so long.
What good are appendix for? Some people are getting them taken out. Some people go, I want my appendix. That's the last thing you're going to take out. Here's my kidney, my liver. Yeah, no, take that. You don't dare take my appendix. What do appendix do?
The appendix is a thin tube that is joined to the large intestine. It sits in the lower right part of the belly.
I don't care where it sits. What does it do for you?
When you're a young child, your appendix is a working part of your immune system.
Well, I'm not a young child, so what does it do for me? What is this thing doing for me?
I think it just holds it in place.
Holds what in place?
Your intestine.
What's it like, crazy glue?
I don't know. I think in your older age, you don't need it or something, right?
I don't know. I mean, I think I've asked you, have you sniff glue? You have, yeah. You sniff glue.
Yeah. Guilty.
Get you up there? Did it get you there?
No, it did not work. Okay. I have relatively high tolerance, Al.
Okay. So you need bottles of glue.
Yeah, I need more like mineral spirits.
Wait, wasn't that crazy glue? Did they still have the glue in the bottle with the red thing that the glue comes out through that thing?
Like you turn it and it comes out?
No, you don't turn it. It just comes out. There's a little slit in the top of it. And so when you press down on something, the glue comes out of the bottle.
I'm not sure which one you're talking about.
So how do you, the glue you've dealt with, how does it come out of a bottle?
Through a twist top.
And then how do you put it on the tub? What do you put it on? I mean, how do you put it on paper?
You just put it down on the paper, and then you rub it around with your finger.
The glue?
Yes.
Dude, you're out of touch, man. They got a thing that you press down on the glue. I think it was Elmer's glue. Isn't there something called Elmer's glue?
Yeah, that's the major brand.
And it has a red top on the thing, and then there's a slit through the thing. You press down. You don't put your fingers in glue.
Why not?
Because then it's sticky.
You can't wipe
it
off?
Then your fingers are sticky.
You mean, you can't wipe it off?
Oh, you got to do that. Yeah, but where you don't, when you had to do something where you don't have to touch the glue?
Oh, no, no. I'm clearly in touch with the art. I got to get glue on my hands.
Well, because you wouldn't want to sniff it, it sounds like.
Right.
See if there's still, if Elmer's glue is still the most popular. Now you can't solve my computer thing about my spam thing, and now you're telling me you just like to get glue on your fingers and just put it on a surface with your fingers.
Right, right, right.
I mean, wasn't there something called Sticky Fingers?
Were you like
through? A song?
Oh, Sticky. That was the Rolling Stones.
Right?
Yeah, yeah. Record.
Let's hear it.
Record, wasn't it?
Yeah, I think so, right?
Yes. Yes. It was the full record. That was the name of the record.
Yeah. Can I hear it?
Well, there wasn't a title track. That was the name of the record.
Sticky Fingers was the name of the record.
Yes. The full
album.
So
can I hear? Oh, was it the album?
Yes.
Okay.
Like Saves the
What's
Day.
What's the best song on that album?
How to Fly.
What was the best song?
All right, I'll start the track listing. How to Fly, Cyclone, Australia Street, Cool and Calm.
Sounds like I don't like any of these songs, but go ahead.
Lecker Boy.
Pick out something I might like. Go ahead.
Okay. It got to be this one.
Go ahead.
This is a song called,
called what? You're going to play? You don't know the name of it?
Well, I'm trying to get things lined up here, Al. I'm having some problems here. Let's see.
Probably because you got sticky fingers. This song's album is made about you.
I'm having some difficult times in here.
So you can't? Can you play it or not?
I can't. This one's from here, right? I guess.
Are they gonna sing or just an instrumental?
I don't know if they have to. That sounds so mean.
Pretty good guitar there.
Yeah, it
Keith
is.
Richards.
Yeah, listen.
We are here at Lucky Star. Got one more hour. One more hour. Take phone calls, light the lines up. Let's get it going. Our weekend is going to be here in just a little bit longer. 98.1 FM.
Stay with us.
Isn't that unbelievable?
I think so.
Al's live and local until 8.
Thanks to T.O.
Michelob Ultra presents the Sports Animals Driver a Day in May. Powered by WinStar World Casino and Resorts Golf Club and Academy. Elevate your game and win a tailor-made stealth driver. Plus, a round of golf at WinStar Golf Club, home of two championship 18-hole golf courses. You can enter to win now at thesportsanimal.com. The Morning Animals announce a daily winner each weekday morning at 7:30. Plus, all daily winners are qualified for a VIP golf experience for you and three friends at WinStar, complete with four rounds of golf, a custom fitting for your driver, luxurious accommodations, and $1,000 in food and beverage credits. No golf game is complete without a tailor-made stealth driver and a Michelob Ultra, the superior light beer. The Sports Animals Driver a Day in May from Michelob Ultra, WinStar World Casino, and Resorts Golf Club and Academy. Register now at thesportsanimal.com.
All right, give me a club.
And I'm back. As Tony would like to remind anybody, it's Friday the 13th. Did you watch any of those movies? They were really stupid. I've never watched one from start to finish.
Yeah, I watched them. Just, I liked the blood and the gore. Yeah, I liked it.
Okay. I remember when they cook and stew, and someone come and cut the head off and fell in the pot of stew. I said, this is the end of this movie for me. Okay?
Oh, that's great.
Friday. How many did they make of those?
I mean, just almost too many to count. I don't even know, Al. There were so many different eras.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. They were trying to figure out maybe a follow-up Friday the 14th or Saturday the 14th, right?
Yeah, it never took it to that level.
What's your follow-up? Saturday the 14th.
The day after.
the day after. Let's get to the phone. Get a couple of lines. Connor, how's it going, Connor?
What's up, Al?
How are you?
Good. Hey, you know, I like to talk about the NBA draft.
Absolutely.
Hey.
Got Tuesday. Tuesday's a huge, huge day. Huge.
Hey, I know. Does it seem like, I mean, you know, correct me if I'm wrong. You might disagree. It seems like a little less buzz around this one.
Now, what do you mean?
Well, you know, like you just the kind of the lead up and the buzz around it. It just seems like a little bit less than last year. I feel like.
I feel like it's so much more. I feel like it's so much more because there are three really good big men. You got to secure a top three. But they have to get one of those top three big men. I thought last year, you could do this and that and. But they need a big man, so they got to get one of those three big men.
I think it's critical. If they came out of the thing, not even talking about that second pick, you know, whether it's that one's a little bit tougher to gauge. But if they came out of this thing and they came away with Holmgren, how would you feel about that?
I feel really good about it. Any of those three. Yeah, any. I think people think these three got a chance to be really, really good. I mean, you know, last year you had Mobley was a big man. I mean, you had one last year, and they tried to get him. They tried to draft up, and Cleveland said, no, we're not going to do it. To me, what they need with the first pick, one of the three big men, the second pick, the best shooter in the draft, if he's or what's ever available of the best shooter at number 12. I always point out Tyler Hero was the number 13 pick in the draft.
No, I mean, and you're right, and I think it's one of those things where kind of two things. I understand getting Giddey at six. I mean, value wise was nice, but I mean, you come out of this thing and you get the fifth pick or something like that. I mean, that it's going to be a huge detriment. I mean, that to me would be just so deflating,
gut wrenching. It would be it would be because you're good enough at guards right now. You are to me. And then with the 12th pick, you bring a guard in. But you have SGA, you have Giddey, Dort can play there, man. So you're and then if you add a shooter there. Then I think you're well off there, but
And I saw a mock and had him. I saw a mock and had him taking Ivy, and then another one that the Sharp kid from Kentucky, who I mean didn't even play this year for Kentucky. I mean, he looks like, you know, I've watched some of his tape and stuff when he did, you know, high school and stuff like that. I mean, he looks like he could be a nice player and stuff. But I mean, man, there's just not a lot on him. And then it's such a crowded field at guard. I mean, it's just. You know, but I did like at the bottom.
A kid that I saw, if they fall to number like five, or maybe if they draft him four, is Keegan Murray out of Iowa. Yeah. Have you looked at him?
Yeah, I've looked a lot at Keegan Murray. You know, he's one of those. It's interesting. He's one of those guys that he's really moved up and down the mock draft. I don't know if you've noticed that or not, but like. You'll see him at 11 or 12, and then you'll see him at 5. I mean, he's one of those guys that it seems
how many years did he stay at Iowa? Was he there 3 or 4 years?
I think 3.
Okay. I hope they don't, like, age thing doesn't get you. He's not 18 years old, 19. I mean, the one thing I like about him, he's 6'8". He shot nearly 40% from three-point range.
Yeah, he did. He did. He's got a lot of. He's got that size to him too. And I like. And I agree with you. Get one of those big men and get a shooter. And then I even like at the bottom of the first round they had him. They had the Thunder getting Walker Kessler, which I thought would be. I mean, at a pick way late in the first round, I really like that. Just another guy that's got some size that could possibly come off the bench.
Now, where's he from?
He was the other big at Auburn.
Okay. Yeah. I've seen him play. Yeah. I saw. Yeah.
Yeah. He can block the shots. I mean, he's kind of got.
You know who I like is that that you could take a flyer at 12, or you could try to draft up with some of your picks after those two is the Williams kid from Duke.
Yeah, I like that too. And I know that's kind of where you'd like to kind of get a shooter in that spot, but I really like
if you get a shooter at 12, maybe then if you can get, because the kids, I know he's raw, but he's a rim protector. You know what's kind of crazy? In this, since the Thunder have been here, they've had very few rim protectors. Ibaka's been the best. I mean, Adams wasn't a rim protector. Perkins really wasn't. I mean, they haven't had rim protectors.
No, you're right. And you look at the roster now, there's really not.
Oh, it's horrible. It's horrible now.
Yeah. And, you know, I
think Holmgren can be a rim protector, don't you?
Yeah, he's just got to, you know, he's got to get stronger. He's going to have to get stronger,
yeah.
And that'll come. I remember, not that they're anywhere near the same play, but I remember seeing Durant's body when he first came out. You know what I mean? Like, they're going to get.
I'd rather them take a chance on somebody skilled than somebody that is raw. So you hope if you're skilled, you got a chance. If you're raw, you're taking a chance with the draft pick. Like the Serb, they took a chance on him.
Yeah, no, and that's 100%. And you know what? You move around in these drafts. Move up. There's a couple guys you want to take some flyers on. If you you end up getting a pretty solid pick up there, and you know, 1, 2, or 3. I mean, you've got all these picks. You've got tons of mobility options. I mean, move around and utilize some of that.
Well, don't you like the Brandon Clark from Memphis? They could add in.
Oh, I know. I mean, he would. Yeah, I mean, just a guy like that is. You just need those kind of guys. You know, like it. You know that they're just such. They're so key to those playoff runs and stuff like that. I mean, you just need those kind of guys on your team. I mean, they're. I don't know if this is the year where they go out and get trade for someone. You know, you hear. Little rumblings.
Oh, sure. Presti said already no. Presti said no.
Yeah.
I think they're gonna tank one more year. That's just my. And you know what? I'll sacrifice this year. If you can get a great pick next year, then you're gonna be okay. We're not gonna be an eighth pick, or I mean, the players are ninth, eighth. I mean, then we can be something really good. So I wouldn't mind sacrificing another year for them to get somebody really good. And remember when Yambaba. The kid from France. This dude is.
I know.
Have you watched film of him?
Yeah. You know, Traber mentioned it one time, I think, and I have watched the same thing that he did, but he went up against Holmgren over there in the.
It was pretty.
I mean, you know, hopefully Holmgren got a little better through that experience, but yeah, that kid is. He's one of those guys that we might be talking about.
Freak.
Those generational kind of players.
Absolutely, because he is really, really skilled, and he can handle, he can block shots, he can shoot the ball, he's only like 18 years old now, so.
Yeah, he's only 18. Where are you going to be at, Al Tuesday, for the lottery? Are y'all doing that?
I'm going to be at Twin Peaks.
Twin Peaks, okay.
Okay?
All right.
Now say hello to us, okay?
All right, Al. Good to talk to you, my man.
See ya. Going to be a lines all open. Come on, let's get him filled. Let's talk. Draft lottery coming up Tuesday. Oh, that at Twin Peaks. And we're going to get a big show. Gideon going to be joining us. Matt Pinnell going to be joining. So it's going to be a lot of fun. Big game going on in Milwaukee right now. End of the first. Celtics are up. No, it's 26-26 is what it is. So, good game going on in Milwaukee. You ever been to Milwaukee?
I never have been to Milwaukee, nor do I have any desire to go to Milwaukee.
Great town. Not a good town. Now, I was in the wintertime, but in the summertime, I can only imagine what a great town it is being a summer town. A great beer drinking place.
That old tremendous. Dude just beer drinking?
Oh, it's beautiful up there with the water, the thing. It just, and great German food. No, it is really underrated. You could even ask Barry Trammell loves Milwaukee.
Would you go back?
In a heartbeat. Yeah.
Like you would plan?
I wish I could. Maybe I'll go back to some weekend in the summertime. You know what I did, Tony, when I was there? I asked people about Jeffrey Dahmer, if they knew him, if they knew that he stored bodies in the refrigerator, which he later ate. I had a lot of Jeffrey Dahmer questions.
Hmm.
Where did he hang? Which bars did he drink? Yep. You know, and again, did you tell he was psycho? So,
true journalist. Yeah. You took your work with you on a holiday.
Hmm. I was truly fascinated about Jeffrey Dahmer. You know, for people that know about Jeffrey Dahmer, please Google his name so we can educate people about the one, the only Jeffrey Dahmer, who they did make a movie about. What did they call him? They call him Jeff or something like that? What was the movie
No, they affectionately knew him as the Milwaukee Cannibal or the Milwaukee Monster.
I like Cannibal better. I really. Why would you call him a monster? Because he ate people. He was a cannibal. Okay.
American serial killer and sex offender who committed the murder and dismemberment of 17 men and boys between 78 and 91.
Oh, so we only like men and boys.
Yeah. That was his preferred victim.
Wow. Wow. Is it because maybe they're more tender than women? Well, they're probably more rougher to eat, wouldn't you think?
I don't know these answers.
You never thought about it?
Nah, I never did.
Okay. Okay, tell us more about. So there were 17 men and boys that he, did he cut them up and did he have like a freezer that he put them in? A couple of freezers. What did he do?
I mean, his rap sheet thing is so long here.
Really? How'd they get him?
I've heard this story. I think one of them got away, and they went back and got him.
Really?
I think that's how.
Is that what it says?
I think it went down that way.
Yeah. How'd it go down?
Okay, on July 21st, this microphone here, I'm sorry. On July 22nd, 91, three men with an offer of $100 to accompany him to his apartment to pose for new photographs, drink beer, and simply keep him company.
He's a photographer, too?
Oh, yeah, he had that skill. One of the trio, 32-year-old Tracy Edwards, agreed to accompany him to his apartment upon entering. Edwards noted a foul odor and several boxes of hydrochloric acid on the floor, which Dahmer claimed to use for cleaning bricks after some minor conversation.
Oh, yeah, that's good. Hydrochloric is good to clean bricks. When I clean bricks, that's what I use.
Straight to it, right? Yeah, Edwards responded to Dahmer's request to turn his head and view his tropical fish were upon Dahmer placed a handcuff upon his wrist. When Edwards asked what's happening, Dahmer unsuccessfully attempted to cuff his wrist together. Yikes.
He couldn't do it.
No.
Wow, so then what happened?
Okay, so he attacked him, had the handcuffs still on him. He punched him in the face a couple times, knocking Dahmer off his balance. He ran out the door and flagged down two Milwaukee police officers. The officers noted Edwards had handcuffs to his wrists. He explained to the officer that a freak had placed the handcuffs upon him, asked if the police could help remove them. They accompanied him 5 hours later. And everything was revealed at that point.
Let me ask you a question. $100, would you pose nude for Jeffrey Dahmer?
Hell no. $100?
Okay. I had to ask. I mean,
that's an insult.
Those guys did. And many. What about $1,000?
No.
Okay. A million?
Maybe if we're not drinking beer and keeping him company, I don't know. A million?
Hmm. Okay. I didn't know he was a world-class photographer. Did he publish anything?
I'm sure some of those made it to the light of day.
Okay.
Do you really know a lot about this? Do you know a lot about all of this?
Oh, yeah. I was really fascinated by Jeffrey Dahmer.
What about...
That's why I told you when I went to Milwaukee, I had to ask about him. Won't they have a Jeffrey Dahmer Museum?
I'm sure there is.
What was the movie called about him?
Is there a movie? I didn't know.
Yeah, there's a movie about him. Absolutely.
Jeffrey Dahmer movie. Could it have simply been called Jeffrey Dahmer?
It could have been Jeffrey or a legal eye. People used to call him Jeff. Go ahead.
My friend Dahmer.
Now, isn't that something you're curious to watch?
With an 86% Rotten Tomatoes score, maybe.
Wow!
Yeah, maybe.
Okay, who was in it? Who played Jeff?
I don't want to see the trailer here. Let's see. Who played Jeff?
My friend Jeffrey was it? Is it my friend Dahmer?
My friend Dahmer.
Okay.
Ross Lynch. Never good old Ross.
But it got great reviews, yeah?
86% Rotten Tomatoes. They're pretty tough.
They're pretty tough is right. Yeah. No, did you hear much about Jeff Dahmer before I told you about him?
Yeah, absolutely. I tell you, I watched, what was the one out in Seattle? What was his name? That was on college campuses. His preferred was girls. What was the other serial killer, Al?
Was one in New York. What was the one in New York that was the serial killer?
The Hillside Strangler?
That was the West Coast. What was the one in New York?
Berkowitz, Son of Sam.
Yeah, Son of Sam, man.
That's wild. Ted Bundy's
one. You know what? Did you ever see the other one, the daughter of Sam?
Never.
Okay. Think about it, okay? Not much. She doesn't get credit. They, for some reason, it's a little bit chauvinistic. They don't talk about the daughter of Sam. They just talk about the son of Sam, which I think is wrong. We are here at the Lucky Star right here in Concho. Come on out. Every night, they get something to do. They got ladies' night going on Wednesdays. They got men's night. They got all kind of relatively young and pinatas and progressives going on Saturdays out of here between 2 and 11. Drawings from $500 with $1,000. Earn your entries, win some money. It's that simple. Going to go back, take phone calls and what we're doing. Call and we will talk. 98.1 FM, Fiddler Sports Animal.
We're still live in local Oklahoma.
I don't know if I can do a show now.
Stay with us. Get the Sports Animals app for your smartphone. Get the Sports Animals app. Hear the Sports Animal live. Listen to podcasts. Or read the Sports Animals' latest social media posts. Get it wherever you download apps or at thesportsanimal.com.
Golf fans, next week on Wednesday, keep listening through the weekend. Craig Humphreys is live from Southern Hills up near Tulsa, the PGA Championship. He has exclusive coverage you won't find anywhere else except for right here at the Sports Animal. With the preview and wrap-up shows on Saturday and Sunday, the Sports Animal's coverage is brought to you proudly by Golf USA, Buffalo Wild Wings, Air Comfort Solutions, The Metal Store, and Interurban Restaurants. Mark is on hold, two open phone lines. Al talks to you next at 460-WWLS, 888-285-9957. A couple of segments left. You got to get through and call now.
Here's the back. Back here at the Lucky Star in Concho. Ted Bundy was a dude you were thinking of back west, out west.
Yeah, yeah.
Your buddy.
Sick man.
Very, 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 very sick man. Okay. Got a couple of lines. Let's get them filled. Let's talk. Still no answer about why email is being sent right to my spam account, which makes me mad. Let's go to Mark. Yeah, Mark.
Al.
Yes.
You are a very fan of music. The Sticky Fingers album by the Rolling Stones was their 11th album. The album had the cover of a man's tight jeans with an actual zipper that you can unzip to show the underwear on. That was the album cover for the Sticky Fingers.
Really?
I've actually got that album, but it's still sealed. I didn't want to do it, but it actually unzips to show a man's underwear underneath. It was too expensive to produce nationwide, so if you've got an album, that's worth a lot of money.
You've got one, Mark?
Well, you know, yeah, it's still sealed. I didn't open it, so.
Yeah, with the zipper? You got it with the zipper?
Wow. I got it in the album upstairs. So that's the Sticky Fingers album. That's why that song wasn't produced, but the album that's what the name of it was. With album covers were really wild back in that was 1971. So they were really.
You know,
wild.
They were. They, you know, they really were, and they were. Some were psychedelic, and they were weird. You look at Magical Mystery Tour.
Album covers like Cheech and Chong, you know, I've got one of those deals with the big old giant 6-foot riff and paper too. So, you know, that was the thing. And album covers were like a storybook for the album.
No, you're right. No, they were. That's a good point. Hey, thanks, Mark.
Appreciate it, man.
See ya. Take care. Refresh me, Tony. What was Sergeant Pepper's? What was the... They were dressed in what with Sergeant Pepper's? It was
they were like captain's outfits, but they were multicolored, you know?
Okay.
Sergeant. And they were surrounded by a bunch of cutouts.
Okay, now you got it. Yeah, that's it. And by of people, different type people, right?
That's right.
Know who one of the people, if I'm not mistaken, was Dion DiMucci.
Yeah, I think Bob Dylan made the crowd.
Google what celebrities were on that cover.
All right, here
That's
we go.
That's good stuff.
Sri Yukteswar Giri, a Hindu guru.
You know what? How much I care about Hindu gurus? Not much.
Probably this percentage.
0.0.
Yeah.
Zero.
Yeah. Aleister Crowley.
Who the hell's Aleister Crowley?
He was an occultist.
Good. Okay. Yeah. I don't hang with occultists.
Mae West.
Okay, there's a good one. Right. Beautiful.
Lenny Bruce.
Yeah. Oh, great.
Kara Heinz Stockhausen.
Yeah, but I don't want anything to do with that person.
W.C. Fields.
That's a good one.
Carl Jung, or Young, right? However you want to, Jung. Psychiatrist.
Yeah, I don't care about him.
Edgar Allan Poe.
Nice, nice.
Fred Astaire.
Wow.
Richard Merkin.
Yeah, no clue.
Friend of Peter Blake.
Okay, good.
The Vargas Girl. Good. Let's see.
Okay, from Playboy Magazine.
Yeah. Leo Gorcy.
Leo Gorcy was one of the Bowery Boys in the old Bowery Boy movies. It's a good one. Go ahead.
Hunts Hall.
Hunts Hall was in the Bowery Boys. He was Leo Gorcy's sidekick.
Simon Rodia.
Yeah, no clue.
Bob Dylan. That's your first
Beautiful.
Row.
Yeah.
The second row, Aubrey Beardsley.
No clue.
Sir Robert Peel.
Never liked him.
Aldous Huxley.
No clue.
He's a writer. He's pretty good. Dylan Thomas.
Okay.
Terry Southern.
Who's Terry Southern?
He's a writer.
Okay. Never read any stuff.
Dion DiMucci on the second row.
There we go. See, I was right. Yeah.
Followed by Tony Curtis.
Oh, my goodness.
Wallace Berman.
Go ahead.
Tommy Handley. Marilyn Monroe. William S. Burroughs. Here you go. Right up your alley. Sri Madhvahara Bahaji, Hindu guru. All right.
Okay.
Stan Laurel. Richard Lindler.
Linder.
Oliver Hardy.
Okay. Oh, wow.
Karl Marx. H.G. Wells. And another Hindu guru, Sri Parmesan Yoga.
Yeah, the Hindu people. Okay.
James Joyce.
Okay, poet.
Yep.
James Joyce.
And then an anonymous hairdresser's wax dummy. They just had a random dummy
That's
there.
Beautiful. Wow.
I mean, we go for a couple of. They got two more rows, but let me just cover Oscar Wilde, Larry Bell. Paul McCartney holding something, Ringo Starr holding something.
That's really cool. I love that. It's great stuff. I mean, really, really good stuff. By the way, we got Texas coach. Today I was ejected from the Big 12 championship semifinal game. versus Oklahoma State. I would like to apologize to everyone involved, including the Big 12 Conference, Oklahoma State, my softball team, and the Texas fans for my action after being ejected. Out of frustration, I did something while leaving the field that I regret. And I hope that my apology will be accepted. I'm not accepting it. For my uncharacteristic indiscretion. I know that I have embarrassed the University of Texas. You should all have. The Texas football program, yeah, I'd say that too. And my athletic director, Chris Del Conte, there's no doubt about that also, who have placed trust in me to lead my team in an honorable way. Today was certainly not the right way to conduct myself during softball competition. I am an, what does it say? I am an intense competitor by nature. Oh, really, you are. And let me get this over here. And it led in the heat of the moment. I made a rash decision, which I truly regret. There's no doubt you truly regret it, Mike White. You like that, eh? You gonna buy that?
Yeah, of course. Wonderful, dude. Right?
Oh, yeah, what do you think the school? I mean, do you survive this? I'm not, it's gonna be more on suspension. I mean, that, you don't, I guess it there's going to be penalties levied on this guy, Tony.
Yeah,
I would think the school suspends him for the rest of the year. What do you think?
Yeah, I think it's very possible, Al. Very possible. Again,
you've never seen this.
Never. I mean,
you might have seen. Yeah. Yeah, I don't know if I've seen it in a pro event, Tony. Where I never did. I never.
The coach is kind of unglued and flipped off the... No, I've never seen that, ever.
Double barrel. I mean...
Hey, listen, if a scream can ruin that man's presidential hopes, a middle finger sure can derail a coaching career, I promise you.
And on both barrels. I mean, that's what makes it even more so.
Very emphatic, right?
Yeah, I mean, that's... And here's the thing. We are in such an age of political correctness.
Oh, my goodness. I mean, you can derail that, your career really quick and easy. This
yeah,
day.
Yeah, really can. You really, really can, because this thing's going nationwide. This will be on SportsCenter tonight. I mean, right? It's going to be.
Oh, yeah.
All over the place. And what magnifies it is social media.
I've seen the picture, the still already, and that's, where do you think I saw it? On social media.
Mike, and it is just, it catches just everybody off guard. He got problems. I mean, you wonder about a guy like this, Tony. I mean, you get mad. You're never going to do something like this in the front of a packed stadium, Tony. Are you kidding me?
You got to keep your composure. Your coach. You got to keep your composure.
I've never seen anything like this. So we will see what I would think. My guess would be the University of Texas would do something first. I would think you're going to have, I would guess a statement from Texas either tonight or tomorrow from Del Conte, the athletic director. Would you, think that would be it.
Yeah, I do.
Let me see what I got here. Yeah, I got a text. Imagine if Patty Gasso did that. Yeah, could you imagine if it was a woman that did it?
Talk about front story on Sports Center tonight.
Oh, my God.
They're leading with that.
Yeah. If Patty Gasso, that would be, you're right. That would be the lead, no doubt, on Sports Center. So, a great story to follow, a funny story to follow, really, really funny story to follow. Let me give an update on the Texas, not the Texas, on the Milwaukee Bucks, the Philadelphia game right now. And the Celtics are up 42-39, 4:32 left before halftime in that game as they play to try to survive and move on to play the Miami Heat. And can't believe there are no NBA games tomorrow, Tony. None. On a Saturday. Doesn't make a lot of sense, does it? Here at the Lucky Star. Come on out. Check it out. They got pinatas and progressive on Saturdays. What does that mean? Between 2 and 11 o'clock. Earn entries, you can win $500 dollar drawings right here at the Lucky Star in Concho. We're going back. Got one more segment. One more segment to take your all important phone calls. 98.1 FM, Davis Sports Animal.
We're still live in local Oklahoma. More of Al Eshbach.
Call and we'll talk.
Is next. Call the Sports Animal on the Lucky Star Line. 460-WWLS or 888-285-WWLS. Your connection to the Sports Animal.
The Sports Animal.
Catch a monster catfish with the OKC Parks Catfish Roundup tomorrow, 10 until 2 at Dolisi Pavilion, 5101 Northwest 50th. Check out the booths, and everyone can fish without a state license. Get that tomorrow, no state license, you can fish, or a city permit. None of it. Just find out more at OKC.gov. One more segment. Travis is on hold for Al Eshbach. He talks to Al next.
The Morning Animal.
Morning Animal.
What's going on with you and the wife? Like, you were lodging complaints against her on Twitter this weekend.
Oh, what? Because she can't use a freaking remote control, and every time I hand it to her, it's like I'm throwing a Rubik's Cube at her. Last time she couldn't figure out the remote, she disconnected my turntable. Like she,
Went
behind there and pulled the cords out.
What an absolute simpleton my wife is.
The Morning Animals, weekday mornings, 5 a.m. to 9 a.m. on WWLS, the Sports Animal.
And you're back. Back here at the Lucky Star in Concho. Let's go to Travis. Travis, how are you?
Hey, Al.
What's going on?
Sorry, I could barely hear you. Not much. You were talking about political correctness nowadays,
right?
And it bothers me a lot to see, like, I didn't see what happened with the Texas coach. What happened? He was arguing with him, and then he
argued, and then he gave the umpire a finger on each hand.
Was he close to him, or
no? He's walking away. He wasn't close, but he was still. I mean, turned around, just gave the fingers, a double barrel.
Well, you know, most of the time they're saying way worse stuff than that when they're face-to-face spitting in their face.
Yeah, but you don't do that, you know, fit where everybody sees it. I mean, that is just unbelievable.
Well, yeah, and I understand that's an umpire, but the Juwan Howard deal, how long did he get suspended for throwing that punch?
Oh, about five or six games?
Yeah, and that's much worse than, you know, flipping someone off.
Yeah. Oh, he's not going to get suspended. He's going to get suspended for a while. I guarantee it. Unfortunately, you're right. Political correctness is what this world is about now.
Yeah, it's sad.
And I agree with you. No, I'm with you. I'm totally with you. I'm not on the political correctness side of things.
Right. Freedom of speech, even if you're doing something distasteful.
I know.
It's your right, but I get what you're saying. He's representing the university.
Yeah. But political correctness is out of hand, okay?
Yeah, and then the one more thing that I hate about it with that Mike Gundy deal when he was wearing that new shirt, the big deal that was made of that was too much. I mean, for wearing a shirt.
Yeah, I you know what, though? In the long run, that helped Mike because Mike wasn't connecting with his players at all, and it sent Mike a message. And I think he's doing a better job now because it appears he's connecting with his players again.
That's true. That's true.
Okay? Hey,
alrighty,
take care,
I'll
Travis. Take care.
You.
See ya. You're not going to do anything this weekend, are you?
No, I'm really not. I don't have anything planned, no.
Okay. Ain't this a great weekend to find out what the woman next door is peddling?
I feel because I'm going to be outside tomorrow working. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is as good a weekend as any.
And your Orby's out there playing, and when somebody comes by, what you got? What'd you buy? What'd you get? You know? Right?
What if they even offered me one? That would be just the day, wouldn't it? If they said, here, have
one. Yeah, the person, here, you like drugs? Come on. Hey, I got some stuff for you. These,
Really good stuff, man.
Yeah, I got, you never had pills like these pills before.
And it's good for arthritis, too.
Yep.
You gotta love weekends in the summertime, right? Even though it's a little bit more hotter than we want it to be.
I can deal with it, right? Yeah.
We can definitely deal with it and everything. And I'm gonna go watch the basketball game tonight, just enjoy the weekend and
good for you.
I shall be back on Monday at 4 o'clock. Good night, Oklahoma.
Hit the road, Jack.
All right, ready?
Oklahoma sports leader means we're talking with you about the NBA playoffs and the upcoming draft.
Boston only went 10 for 31 in the paint. It's the worst by a Celtics team in a playoff game in the last 25 years.
The NFL offseason and post-draft analysis.
Well, the Eagles are getting A.J. Brown knowing he's in the last year of his contract, and 3 minutes later, like, no, he's got a 4-year deal.
Major League Baseball.
The Cardinals have hit, but if you look at their statistics, that does wonders for the batting averages.
What's going on in there?
And we're always talking college football.
Dylan Gabriel. I think this kid's good enough to win the Big 12. I mean, I think that OU has a... You know, they're the favorite to win the Big 12.
If it happens in sports, it happens right here on 98.1 FM, WWLS. The Sports Animal.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival. Featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draftaccess to register for free entry today.